It's 20 past two. Dramatic scenes on the streets of Bairnsdale as we speak. We've been following this from Dandenong. There is a police convoy following a car. Ashley Young is manager of Bairnsdale Brick and Tile. Ashley, what did you see?
I just saw looked like a four-wheel drive, a Jeep, driving past the office here at, in excess of probably 150 kilometres an hour.
This is through the built-up area of Bairnsdale?
Most definitely, yes.
You reckon 150 clicks?
He was certainly flying.
How long ago?
Probably only 2 minutes ago.
How many police in pursuit?
There was one unmarked police car that came through beforehand, so probably 5 or 10 minutes before the actual car came through, and there would have been five police vehicles in pursuit.
Operations group?
All four-wheel drives, they were. And then two marked cars after that.
It's miraculous that, that this hasn't ended in absolute tragedy.
Dali now is very busy with activity with mums and things like that, ready to pick up school children, and it's a very, very tight intersection.
And we're heading to that time when lots of mums will be out and about with other littlies in the car before they pick up kids from school. So it's a very dangerous time and a terrible afternoon. Ashley Young, thank you. Barry?
No.
Hello, Barry.
Dennis.
Go ahead.
I've been following this all the way down. Well, I left Melbourne at the same time. As it started, remember the report going on the SOG blocking off that street in Dandenong, and I've been following it, and bugger me dead, just coming into Bairnsdale, he's overtaken me, and he's doing at least 160, and then all the SOG cars went past. I've been watching all the police cars just sort of hiding all the way along from Stratford to Bairnsdale. And there's not many cop cars following them now, only about half a dozen or so, but and the chopper's in the air.
And it just seems to have gone for so long. It's a couple of hundred k's that has been travelled.
Well, that's what I say. I left Melbourne about half past 11, and I was on the Monash Freeway when the first report came through about the SAG blocking off the streets, and I've just been pulling on the radio ever since. And then coming into Bairnsdale, there he was. One second he wasn't there, the next second he was there.
A big thank you to all the listeners, including you, Barry, for giving us on the spot reports. Peter, good afternoon.
Oh, good day, mate. He's just gone past King Street in Bairnsdale, and missing cars and people just by... I don't know. I tell you, just get people to stay away from it.
Yes, if anyone knows anyone who's down in that area or where he is heading beyond Bairnsdale, please just give them a call and warn them to keep right off the highway, because it's a very dramatic situation.